And we will say good morning to Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I was just talking to Mike, I didn't watch the Yankee game yesterday. As a matter of fact, I was very surprised when I got the instant message from Mike talking about Sonny Gray. And I didn't know that the Yankees were playing in the afternoon. But anyways, of course, Gray got clobbered in the first three innings, and the Yankees ended up losing because of the anchor called Gray. But here's what I was talking about with Mike. And Mike, remember when, who was it? Houston got rid of their star closer?
Giles,
all right.
Like two, three days ago.
Yeah, that was their star closer, okay?
Well, he was 2 years ago.
He was 2 years ago, but still he was a valued member of the club for a while. And he actually showed results. Sonny Gray, at best, has been a sub-500 pitcher. At best, has always put the Yankees in the hole when he pitches, except for a few times. And yesterday, when he got bombed early, the fans booed him. And what did Sonny Gray do when he walked off the mound? A sarcastic smile and grin.
So what?
Well, no, because it's just a sign of disrespect. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. That is not a sign of. How do you know what he's smiling? He might be smiling because it's going through his mind. He's saying, you know what? They're right. I stink. Right. You don't know what's going through his head. You don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I just think he should be designated for assignment, and I think he should be off the team.
That ain't going to happen.
And
because of something like that, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Now,
you've got to be kidding me.
No, I've had it with Sonny Gray. I've had it with his.
Well, you had it with Sonny Gray, but he did no actions that warrant him to be dismissed from the team.
I don't know.
Now, that's a joke.
Now, the other thing that I totally disagree with is they found texts from Sonny Gray when he was 19 years old.
Let me ask you one question. Who's doing these things of these in-depth reviews of texts?
Yeah.
To see who did what.
I don't know who's doing this. I don't know.
So what did Sonny Gray exactly do? Because I don't even know about that.
It was two texts out of probably...
Two texts?
They found out of thousands of texts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or tweets.
Mm-hmm.
You can be construed it was racist if you didn't know who Sonny Gray was, but Sonny Gray claims that it was between him and a friend. But anyway, so they found these tweets when he was 19 years old. Sonny Gray is now close to 30, folks. Do you want brought up? I know I don't want brought up what I did when I was 19 years old nowadays. I know.
Well, you know, this is a bunch of crap because I don't care if Sonny Gray was 20. You got people saying what they want to say in their own time. That's their business, whether it's right or wrong. When you have people on TV saying that they want to take out the president and they get away with it, where's the equality in this country? When you got people saying something on their own personal tweets or whatever you want to call them, and it's the end all of the world, and you have people on TV and people in positions of power saying they want to take out the president. Where is the equality in this country?
Yeah, all I'm saying is we are now
a joke.
We are in the Me Too generation. And believe you me, folks, I am against any sort of violence against men or women. But every time things happen in this country, we tend to go overboard.
Oh, my God. And overboard's an understatement.
On everything, no matter what it is. No matter what it is, whether it's Nathan's hot dog eating contest, which people now criticize, I could go down a list of things which people criticize.
You know, what you got people, and they're saying words, and words are supposed to be nothing. The old sticks and stones rhyme that you have, okay? When people get heavily offended because of something that somebody says, but yet when... killing a cop is not anything that is a big deal anymore. Man, this country is skewed in their views. It's absolutely insane to me. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So killing a cop is a justifiable thing, but somebody saying something is the end of the world. Man, oh man, are we screwed up?
No, I want to go on to your pick at yesterday. That was your pick that you texted me on, right?
Yes, sir.
Saratoga. So
banana thief.
Tell people about your pick yesterday.
He won.
What did he pay?
$17.20.
That's not too bad.
That's the good thing about Saratoga. We've had six picks of the day so far, right?
Yeah.
And I was 0-5. I hit one yesterday, and I'm in the black.
Yeah.
I hope that term didn't offend anybody.
Yeah, you're definitely on the positive side now.
Yep, 17. It's all it takes at Saratoga is one day to get yourself back in into the positive side of things. Yeah. I was waiting for this horse to run for two times. I didn't want to jinx myself or nothing, but he's got two real bad trips and stuck on inside. And yesterday getting an outside post going 5.5 was everything, the last chance for this horse. And he paid dividends yesterday.
All right. Now, before we come back and do more horses, where else do you want to go in sports?
Well, we can talk about more craziness. Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's enough is enough. Enough is enough. I mean, people are going to get mad at me and whatever. Did this guy commit a crime? I don't know. Leave it to the authorities to do it. I mean, does he have the past of a saint? Absolutely not, because he was brought up on things when he escaped Florida. So when you keep retreading these people that have questionable backgrounds and something else pops up, don't act like Mother Teresa. Oh, my God. You know this happened. When he went to Ohio State, you knew of his dealings in Florida. I mean, here's a guy that said, I don't quite remember if it was his heart or cancer was the reason why he left Florida. And then 2 days later, he was a coach of Ohio State. That's a pretty questionable integrity of a person, if you ask me. But if you give persons jobs that say these things, caveat emptor, man.
Yeah, yeah. So it's gonna. It's
a shame when we've done almost 7 minutes of sports yesterday and talked very little about sports.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that's the attitude that we're in this country. But anyway, so we can't even get away from controversy. Sports.
No.
Sports used to be a getaway from controversies.
Not anymore.
How we used to also blow off steam when we were younger, by going out and playing, whether it was baseball, whether it was football, whether it was playing as a kid. I wasn't a great athlete, but I used to like to go out and try, and I always made the backup teams. But we also played, like if we saw a movie like Swiss Family Robinson, we'd go out and build forts and we'd hold mini wars. You know what, parents would go ballistic if kids held mini wars fighting with one another nowadays.
We had rock fights.
Oh, we had rock. I once, this is no lie, Mike, I once in one of our war games was captured by the other army. And remember those little air pistols that didn't do anything, but just went pop, 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 pop?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was being executed, summarily executed, because I was
yeah.
captured. Well, what they didn't know was there was a little tiny pebble that got caught in the front of the pop gun. So mm-hmm. when they popped me, it hit me in the head and knocked me out.
Well, today you'd be in the courts.
My sister ran back to my mother and grandmother and said, they shot Marshall. He's dead.
we used to be out in the streets playing whatever sport was in season at the time. And you know what happened a lot when we played sports? We'd fight. There'd be fights. And you know what? When the fight was over, it was over, and you're friends again. It just, you blew your steam, you did what you did, and it was over. Today, if you did that you'd be going for psychiatric evaluations.
All right.
You're not allowed to do the things you need to do to grow up in this world to be a level-minded adult. That's the problems today.
All right.
Let's go back to sports.
That's right, because Houston, whatever
you thought about Seattle catching Houston, you can forget about it now. Houston beat up on Seattle yesterday 8-3, and it's lengthened their lead back to 5 games, and you can forget about anybody taking away the Western Division from Houston. Oakland's still playing well. They won 3 in a row. They're tied with Seattle. So that's the Yankees' competition. I think the Yankees are 5 or 6 ahead of them. So they have a pretty good lead on them again. But you never know with the way things are going on. So the big series with the Red Sox starts this weekend. It starts tonight with the Yankees. It's up in Boston. You know, people are building this up to be the American Revolution Part 3. In all likelihood, these teams are going to split. No ground will be made. I'm not looking for either team to sweep, or they'll be lucky to even win three games, because both teams are playing inconsistent right now. Boston's top pitcher, Sale, is out. Severino has been pitching awful since the All-Star break, so you don't know what to expect from him. Just sit back, watch the games, and enjoy it and see what happens. And that's about all I got to say about that one.
All right. Now, seeing as you made some money yesterday at Saratoga, let's go to Saratoga for the weekend.
Can I quit for the weekend? Today's Thursday.
Well, I know, but just for tomorrow.
Pick of the day today, the seventh race, mile and an eighth on the inner turf. My pick is going to be the five-horse Century. This horse was pretty just a basic, plain old horse the last couple races until he got blinkers put on him for Shug McGahey. Once he got the blinkers put on, his buyer numbers increased rapidly after that. Meets a pretty lackluster field. With the addition of blinkers, this horse has some speed. Not a whole lot of speed in this race, and on the inner turf up there, speed's been pretty decent lately. So the five-horse Century in the seventh race today is going to be my pick of the day.
All right there, Mike. We will check with you tomorrow, and we'll see what else happens in the Legalese world of sports.
Unbelievable, I'll tell you.
All right. Take care.
Enjoy the game tonight.
Yep, take care.
Take care, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.